it's a big time for you, obviously. 42 years with the Bloomfield Group, pulling up stumps, and feel free to be as emotional as you feel you need to be, because obviously it's a huge change, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. I started back at Four Mile in 81.
Yeah. What were you doing there? What
did you start? I was just a workshop labourer, work with the fitters, and thanks to Ian Lambert and Warren Searle that they put in a good word for me.
What were you doing before that directly?
I was working at an engineering place in Hexham. Prior to that, I was working at the Oak, and then I was working with my dad as a butcher.
Right.
I knew Ian. He married my sister, and I knew Warren Searle because I worked at the engineering place with Warren, and they put in a good word for me with Alan Meredith, and I got the job. And but the best part about starting with the Bloomfield Group was that I met my wife. Yeah, it wasn't long after that that I finally got enough courage to ask her out.
Well, it's an interesting line. I haven't asked many people about romances that were started here at Bloomfield, but yours was one.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And we're still married 40 years later.
Yeah. So let's talk about how your job evolved and what you did evolve. So after four years,
I kept my nose clean down there, done my job, and got to know Reach Creek, and there was vacancies at the washing plant and the underground.
Mm-hmm.
And I put in for the job, and Reg gave me the job at the washing plant, and then I transferred from the washing plant to the underground. And then
tell us about that. What was that like, going underground?
It was different.
Yeah.
A lot different than the open cut. Even though the open cut, you had to be on your toes all the time. In the open cut, you had to be on your tippy toes underground.
It's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. You could dislike somebody on pit top, but as soon as you went down that hole, you watched out for that guy all the time. And a lot of us are gone, but a lot of us are still here. But yeah. I am the last underground guy here.
Is that right?
Yeah, I am the last. The other underground guys that are still here, Mick Knight is the electrician.
Yeah.
And there's two fitters on day work over at the open cut. But I'm the only underground worker still left. But after tomorrow, that's it.
And look, let's talk about some of the young people you've worked with too. Has that been a role that you've taken on as a mentor, watching young people come into the industry?
This company is very lucky to have who they have. And I don't need to tell them that. They know that. There's such wonderful young fellas out there. And yeah, I know you're not supposed to talk too much on the two-way in case there's an accident and all this, that, and the other, but some of the things the young fellas say, they just make you laugh. And it's good. It's good medicine for me, because I'm feeling as if I'm in that conversation and we're all having a bit of a laugh, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Another person who I do want to thank is John Richards. It's worked out well for everybody, all of us, really.
Yeah.
But a lot of the younger ones don't know the full story, and it's none of their business.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great thing that he done, and we're all still working for him, and we're all still hopefully happy.